Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll say this in case it's I'm being recorded.
Amen.
The center of things is faith. I'll make sure you understand that. I'm talking about my wife.
Okay.
Okay. I don't let lust pull me out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
This is good music.
Because lust is fleeting, isn't it?
Yes.
It doesn't last. It's not a sustaining.
Very rarely does lust last forever. Mm-hmm. It burns out.
It does. It burns bright.
It burns hot.
That's exactly right.
But it burns out.
But that's a real conversation though. It just is.
Lust?
Yeah, I mean that's a human, you know, human experience, right? I mean, that's just what everybody, that's, you know, you can say whatever you want, but it's something that everybody encounters or deals with in some way, married, unmarried, whatever, you know, and it's just how you choose to, you know, address that, right? That determines your course and your chart. Mm.
Spice it up in the marriage, Joe. that's how you address it.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Spice it up in the marriage.
But see, most people don't do that.
I know. You just turn the lights off. Like, there's no fun there.
No, it's not about me.
Nobody sees anything.
It's not about me.
No, we're making it about you, though. But you're making this point. We know why.
Yeah. Well, no, it has nothing to do with me. I'm just saying, like,
you don't want to be seen.
Well, you don't think Beyonce had it spiced up enough, bro? You don't think Beyonce had, like, what do you think she was doing, just laying down there and just, you know, not moving?
She's taking it clearly to another level.
Well, I think it was already at a pretty good level. I mean, I'm assuming.
Jay-Z stepped out. Who knows?
Right, but I mean, that's Jay-Z's fault.
Allegedly.
That's Jay-Z's problem, though, not hers. I mean, you can't blame the victim here. You can't blame Beyonce. She's, you know, I'm sure she's a great wife. I'm sure she was giving Jay-Z everything he could have ever needed. But guess what? Because he's a man. He's a damn man. It's the truth.
Well, they seem perfectly in love again.
Oh, well, he knows where his bread is buttered.
She did lemonade.
She makes more than he does.
She did lemonade, right? And that put an end to everything because she put all the business out
but,
there.
I mean, yeah, he had to agree, like, to be basically, you know, emasculated nationally because that's what it was. It was, like, it was humiliating for him, all this stuff.
I don't think Hove is humiliated.
Fine, but He
did have his stuff on Front Street there.
Yeah.
And his, you know, his wife's, you know,
right.
It was,
yeah, it was public. You know, Becky with the good hair and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Am I misremembering that?
No.
Yeah, but because Jay-Z is just a man, he can't help himself. He had to step out
point,
on beat.
My point is just like you with Hugh Freeze. We've moved on.
Yeah,
we were hoping Jay-Z's got back right.
No, I'm for
and
sure.
And fixed things with her.
Yeah.
And again, why wouldn't you? Have you listened to the song?
Well,
if you were married to her.
Yeah. It's funny, man.
This song's taking over. You go on TikTok, whatever, it's everywhere. There are teachers doing dance to this. That's why I said, when I saw the lyrics, I said, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
But you can't pull away.
You can't. It's the holiday song of the season, isn't it? It's Christmas 2022. Oh, there you go. Love it.
Yeah, you got me with that one, Brad. I'm like, I need more cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Got a sickness.
Yeah, he got a sickness over here. Right, he needs some medicine.
Play some Christmas music or something.
All right, we'll come back. Paul Feinbaum is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the top four get his thoughts on Beyonce's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Newest hit. The Whip Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here to help you sell your home. That's what they do. That's what they've been doing. They want to help you get top dollar for your home. They know that market conditions are, you know, changing every day, evolving every day. Could still be a very good time for you to sell. Could be a better time for you to buy. Yeah, interest rates are high. But guess what? Home prices coming down. You might get a better deal on the home than you could have 2-3 years ago, even though rates were low. The old saying is, marry the house, date the rate. Marry the house and date the rate. Jennifer Carson, her team at the Live Love Memphis Group, can explain all that to you. Break it down. Get with them. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
There's a path to home ownership for you. She's the one that can guide you down the path and get you there. I promise you that. She's done it in every market. She will help you find your dream home, get your home sold, all of it. She did it for me. Yes, truly did it for me. Says she gets asked all the time, did you really sell Jason's house? She sure did. 4 years ago. I couldn't believe it either. And did it quickly. Even in that market, it took, had a ton of showings, got it sold in 6 days. Here's the, for the exact price that she said she would sell it for. And that's what you're going to get with Jennifer Carstensen, an expert who'll give you an education and show you the way. Like we said, she's trying to increase home ownership in Memphis, lower rentership. Rent's up 38% over the last year. Why are you going to keep throwing away that money? Put it on a mortgage. You can do it. 625-5200, 625-5200. Or you can email Jen at sold@livelovememphis.com. Again, that's sold@livelovememphis.com. It is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Grizzlies taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight on the road. No Cat. No Cat tonight. He's out for at least 4 to 6 weeks, it sounds like. APB for the homie Zaire. Hello. Hello. I mean, where you at, big dog? I mean, isn't it past time? I mean, we're almost in December now.
Yeah, you got me, you know, still talking about Desmond Bane feeling like it might be close to coming back. Zaire, I can't even remember when the update was now, because remember you're trying to go the weeks off that. Had hoped, though, that this would be sooner rather than later.
Within 4 to 6 weeks, so there, yeah. It's been five.
Okay.
You know,
still
just
in the range.
Just feels like.
And was that, I can't remember, was that a reevaluate or a, remember, those are key. With Desmond, it's reevaluate in 2 to 3.
I think it's return. His return was expected.
His was return 4 to 6. Okay, so we should be feeling decent about that, right?
Yeah, I mean they need Zaire. They need him in this not just like for this season, but they need him getting reps.
Well, it's more about the second unit, which has struggled.
Exactly. We
know part of that is because you've been pulling second unit guys up to the first unit.
Mm-hmm.
Conchar, Santi Aldama, things will settle down. You feel, but. Now, Zaire's going to be a big part, you know, of your plans going forward. Again, you know, even with this team as currently constructed, maybe even more so if you decide to make a move or Dylan Brooks decides, you know what, I'm going to go test the open market. But, yeah, no, it'd be nice to have him back. I'm more concerned right now with getting back Desmond Bane. And And again, seeing what this starting lineup can do. That's more important for this team, right? Yeah. Zaire, a piece for the future.
Yes.
And you want to find out about him, but goal number one was finding out about the four.
That's exactly right.
Together.
So, look, who knows what will happen tonight? It feels like a spot for the Grizzlies here, but the Timberwolves probably do have revenge on their mind with Anthony Edwards. And look, again, we see all the time guys leave games or get hurt and teams find a little bit of footing. It could happen. I'm not trying to blame Cat or anything. I've not watched a lot of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball.
See him and Kyle Anderson were arguing the other night on the free throw line about defensive coverages.
Yeah.
They are out of control dysfunctional right
now.
So back to that point, though, Carl seems to be right at some of the center of this stuff. Maybe a little bit of subtraction helps. I'm just not going to bank on it.
No, I hear that.
Again, especially with the way that Jaren's playing, the way Dylan's playing right now in terms of filling the Desmond void, the offensive void. You like it. Ja's on top of things. Hopefully this team is getting very close to being, you know, whole.
Yeah, so that will be worth watching tonight. Obviously, Grizzlies, you can catch that game right here on 92.9. Around the NBA last night, interesting game last night, Warriors and Mavericks. Warriors coming off their second road win of the season, going into Dallas, who they, of course, dispatched from the playoffs a year ago. And Luka, man.
41-point triple-double?
Luka Magic, 41, 12, and 12.
I watched it till the end.
His second leading scorer was Tim Hardaway Jr. with 22. After that, Spencer Dinwiddie had 14. And was he thrown out?
I think he got a flagrant that shouldn't have been, frankly.
Yeah.
Yep. He was laughing about it getting thrown and walking out.
But the Mavs did win, and they get back to .500. What do you make of the Mavs? I mean, you have two 500 teams. You have the Warriors who are .500, and you have the Mavs who are .500. Which one of these teams do you trust more to ultimately pull away?
I'm not just saying it because of history, but I do think it's Golden State. I watched last night, and I've even brought up Tim Hardaway Jr. as, if they let Brunson, if they move on from him, they'll still have a little something. No, that supporting cast not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that
is
Dinwiddie.
It is pretty whack.
But it's Luka doing everything. You watch them, that's the feeling you're going to come away with, is Luka is doing it all. That ends at any point, even comes down a level. It's nothing. And I know they've had Memphis's number. You know, this year they got you. You were shorthanded for that one. That said, Golden State has a championship DNA they can fall back on and more pieces that you would hope at some point can get settled down. I will say this. Clay's about done.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Draymond, you know, is on the other side of the hill as well. Steph's playing at MVP level. You could say right now they don't have enough either, but the way that roster's constructed, other guys can step up. Sooner or later, those young guys have got to start contributing some. I just don't see enough of a supporting cast for Dallas. So if you're asking me which one I got more faith in, which you did, it's Golden State.
Yeah, because, I mean, you still look at the top six of Golden State, and it's like it's the team that won the championship last season. I mean, it's the same. I mean, I know Otto Porter's gone, but it's still Andrew Wiggins, it's still Steph, it's still Clay, it's still Jordan Poole, it's still Draymond. You know?
Yeah, Josh Green was giving Jordan Poole the blues last night. That's what you got to do. You got to be physical with Poole.
Yeah, like the Mavs are – it's kind of remarkable when you look up and they're in the Western Conference Finals with Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie.
Well, it's a credit to how good Luka is.
It really is.
And the other part, they should have re-signed Brunson earlier.
That's true.
Talked about that with you in the break.
They had Brunson.
They had a chance to keep him at four for 50 or at some point, and you decided, no, he moves on, and clearly last year a ton of that was him as well. You know?
Yeah, like –
They're missing Brunson.
I mean, I guess the – you know, I don't know. The Mavs are always a franchise that you feel like would be very active at the trade deadline and try to get – because they did it last year. They got Dinwiddie, right? That was their big move. They traded away Porzingis, and they got Dinwiddie in return. But it's like, that's not enough. Dinwiddie's not – I mean, he's a good player. He's a fine player. Who can make some shots for you.
But he's more just an off-the-ball guy. And see, what Brunson gave them was a chance to be on ball, let Luka go rest for a minute, and not just to the point, not do everything.
That's exactly right.
That's what they've lost. Because last night, watching Luka have to do it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they
don't have. Who's become more of a creator now. That's the thing about how much of his offense he's creating on his own and for other guys. His assists are up.
They don't have a Jaren. They have, like, Dwight Powell. Who starts with it? They don't have, like, Dorian Finney-Smith is an undersized four man who can step out and he's a much more consistent three-point shooter than Jaren Jackson is, but he's not half the defensive player that Jaren is. You know, so that's the thing that they don't have. And their bench is fine. I mean, it's not much better or worse than the Grizzlies. You know, I mean, it's comparable, I guess you would say. But they're you know, this is a franchise that you have sort of not been able to crack, the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. I was going to say, for all everything we're saying about their roster, the Memphis Grizzlies sort of need to get this riddle answered.
But they have the Grizzlies top to bottom have a much better roster.
Oh yeah,
it's not even close. So they got to crack that code. You know, that's a team that's, you feel like the next 5-7 years is going to be right there with you. You know, it's going to be Luka and Ja. It's time you capitalize on that roster edge, because I don't know that you're always going to have it. It is Dallas. It is Mark Cuban. You know, you would think at some point, like, they're going to start hitting their head on a ceiling and they're going to make a drastic move. Like, they're going to, I don't know who that would be. You know, it's like anything else. I don't know who it would be for, but they're going to be in the market for that here sooner than later.
To me, I'm more concerned about the Pelicans. If you're talking about teams right on that timeline with
you can be concerned about multiple teams.
I'm just saying, back to I'm more concerned about the Pelicans than I am Dallas.
Gotcha.
With the current roster construction. I'm with you. I mean, you know, at some point, Luka's going to be able to draw guys in.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. But right now, from a roster construction standpoint, you're ahead of – you got two guys that could be, you know, all NBA defensive team guys, and Jaren Jackson, Dylan Brooks.
Yep.
Right. We'll see on Dylan and going forward how long that happens. I'm getting to a point where I hope it does.
Yep.
You know, I'm hoping he does see something special, decides to take – you know, whatever that ceiling of that offer is from the Grizzlies, that he does take it, because the more and more you see him go out and take a De'Aaron or a Zion or a Brunson, Luka Doncic, and you remember, having that guy, I think, is especially on the perimeter,
yep.
He's your Marcus Smart. You know, Jaren can be Robert Williams, and you've got a defense that's top 10 by the time this thing settles down. And, you know, for guys like Luka to defend them I think you need guys like Dylan Brooks. You can talk about it, go out and look and say, okay, we'll go get another 3-and-D guy.
Mm-hmm.
But does he bring the same edge? Is he a part of the DNA like Dylan's become for this team? I mean, that defensive edge he brings is part of your identity.
Yep.
Is that identity as strong without him? That, to me, this season is sort of answering the question for me, and it's answering in a way that, no, you're not as strong without him.
By the way, the Clippers are right behind you, 13-9.
They're gonna be fine.
No, Paul George,
I guess.
No Kawhi.
They're not. Who knows with Paul? I mean, mm-hmm. You know. Did you see what he said that Ty Lue had to come up? He said, "When Kawhi gets back, I'm gonna take a back seat." No, fool. You can't afford to take a back seat at any time. But that is Paul George in a nutshell.
Yes, it is.
And Kawhi's not healthy.
He's just not.
He's trying to tell people, this is what I need. I need to. I'll be out there.
He's just not.
No, he doesn't look right.
Anyway, that's your NBA update. Grizz back in action tonight against Minnesota. Catch that game right here on 92.9. We'll come back. Paul Feinbaum is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the coaching carousel in college football, the top four, what that could look like, all that and more on the other side. Also, ask him about Memphis. Get his thoughts on the Memphis situation. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM, ESPN. Paul Feinbaum is the host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. He's a Memphian. One of our favorites here on the show. Always privileged anytime you get a chance to talk to him. He joins us now. Mr. Feinbaum, how are you?
I am doing great. Good morning and or good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in. Hanging in there, you know, as best we can. So, top four is out. We knew that the new top four. Any surprises to you? Maybe not even the top four, top six. Anything that stuck out for you?
The most important factor of this was who would be number five. Why? Because should Southern Cal lose and they're going to be out of the playoffs, maybe TCU, but that's another conversation. So all eyes were on five. Would it be Ohio State or Alabama? Because it wouldn't change, and for this reason, neither play this weekend. So when Ohio State's name popped up there after Alabama came in at six, then if you're in Tuscaloosa, you knew for sure your title hopes were gone. You were not making the playoffs, because I cannot understand or come up with a reason why that would change. So now it's the two questions remain. If nobody loses, then there's really no reason to watch on Sunday. If Southern Cal loses, then all eyes are on who gets in then. And the really wild card is what happens if TCU loses.
Right.
Many believe they'll still get in. I'm not as confident, although they were helped by Kansas State being a top 10 team.
Yeah, I guess that's the natural place to go because Kansas State was able to move up into the top 10. Do you really think TCU would be, you know, penalized or punished that much if they do drop in the Big 12 championship game?
I mean, short of really a disastrous performance, I don't think so, because I don't know how you say, okay, we're going to penalize TCU in its 13th game while Ohio State is sitting home with 12, and the 12th game was an absolute disaster, mm-hmm. especially in the fourth quarter. So my gut feeling is TCU is good unless they, you know, lose by 30.
Paul, what are we saying about Kirby Smart if he wins another one? They're certainly the heavy favorite.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is that there's been a major shift. And you know, I'm around people all the time who say Alabama's the gold standard. Well, that's hard to say. If Kirby wins two in a row and this marks 5 years, a five-year period where Alabama has won a single title. I was in Tuscaloosa last week, and I know you're always grasping at straws, but with each loss this season, Nick Saban just looked a little bit older. And I think that narrative will continue into the offseason, especially if his protege, Kirby Smart, suddenly has won the last two.
Yeah, we're talking to Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show here on the Jason and John Show. You know, TCU is a team that people have, you know, expected to lose week after week after week after week. They have not done that. So let's presume they do not lose against Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game and they do go through. Are they a team that does have a chance, like the thing of destiny, or are they going to get clobbered once they get to the playoff?
I think they're going to get clobbered because I've had some battles with TCU fans and good for them. They're having their moment in the sun after a long exodus. But to me, they just don't look built for a Georgia type team or maybe even a Michigan team. So we normally get the 30-point blowouts in the semifinal games, and that's the one I would bet on whoever TCU plays.
How about Jim Harbaugh, Paul, and what he's done now the last couple of years, you know, beating Ohio State twice now. Where are we on him?
He's now into the upper echelon. He's gone. I mean, everyone wants to say, well, I can't believe everybody was down on Jim Harbaugh. Well, we weren't down on him. Michigan was down on him.
Right.
Had that not been a COVID year in 20, I think he would have been fired. They just really did not want to go through a buyout and a coaching search at a time when things were so prickly in America and the world. So they stuck with him. They cut his salary in half. And what's he done? He's gone out and had two playoff appearances in a row.
But before we get to Hugh Freeze, Paul at Auburn, was Lane right not to take it?
I think so for this reason. If it was that much of a struggle, then he made the right call. And I think it was a struggle. He has a good job. He likes it there. I was with Kiffin a couple weeks ago when his son showed up on our set. He primarily lives in California, and Lane Kiffin told me that his son has a lot of friends. And I know that sounds trite when you're talking about $10 million a year jobs, but that may have meant a big deal to Kiffin right now. And Auburn is not exactly the greatest job in the world. I know everyone who gets introduced down there says it's a top 10 job, and they keep getting fired. So I think he really has his sights on a bigger job, but he was able to parlay. Well, let me back up for a second, guys. Jimmy Sexton was able to parlay Lane getting about a $3 million raise and more security at a place he didn't need it.
All right, well, Hugh Freeze is getting his shot because Lane did not indeed take it. How does this go?
Come on now. You didn't hear the athletic director say the search started with Hugh Freeze?
Yes. I have to take him at his word.
Yeah, that's my favorite line in our industry. I take him at his word when we all know that's not true. I have mixed emotions. I think Hugh Freeze is a good football coach. He's proven that. He's not been a complete coach. For all the success that he's had against Nick Saban, he's managed to screw it up somewhere else. But Auburn right now is really an easy job from this standpoint. Harsin was so bad, and the fans are so hungry that they have immediately embraced Hugh Freeze. And it doesn't seem to matter what got him fired down the road from you guys in Oxford.
Mm-hmm. What about Deion, Paul? You know, I know he's confirmed that Colorado's you know, offered him the job. Doesn't seem like to me that you confirm those and then take those. Would he be no. right to sit to stand pat and wait on another?
I think he would. I just think Colorado's a terrible job, and I know everyone thinks Deion's a magic man, but there's a difference in winning at an HBCU when players are signing with you and they feel like they're making a big difference, than going to play in Boulder for a program that is just pure hot garbage.
It's true.
That's what it's become.
Does USC, because look, I hesitate to like fall into that trap with these Pac-12 teams because we know what the history of those teams are when they get to the playoff, but it does feel like USC at least has a generational talent at quarterback. If they manage to win and they get Georgia in that 1-4, do you give them a puncher's chance to keep it close? I mean, what do you think?
I don't. To me, they remind me a little bit of Oklahoma a couple of years ago with you know, Baker Mayfield, Murray. I mean, they just don't, to me, look like they're a complete team. And I'm well aware of what they've done, but I don't think that can hold up. Georgia, though, and I'm not throwing water on them, I don't think this is a vintage team. Desmond Bennett still makes me nervous at times, and I know that sounds crazy. Because he may go down as one of the great quarterbacks in SEC history for his story and for what his accomplishments are. But the defense is not quite as good, although they're a little bit better now that Jalen Carter is healthy. But I still see them beating SC by a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, listen, I know it's a ton of money, and Wisconsin offers stability. But the way we were looking at it down here, Paul, is that you know you're headed to the Big 12 and Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, in a new look Big 12 could be very competitive, maybe a contender to win it most years. What's he going to look like at Wisconsin? This was a little bit of a head scratcher to us here.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, but I just think he got tired of it. And yeah, I don't think Wisconsin is the greatest job in the world. I think it's a good job. The thing about Wisconsin, though, is I do think you can win, and you don't have suffocating expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a guy that, had he not been in the playoffs a year ago, very well could have been at Notre Dame. So it seems sideways to me But I also believe, though, Cincinnati can wear you out when you have a good season and suddenly you've lost two games and, quite frankly, nobody cares about you anymore.
We're talking to Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I want to turn you to Memphis really quick, and it's a general question. I'm not going to ask, I'm not going to throw specifics at you, but Memphis is basically retaining Ryan Silverfield, who went 6-6 this season, and by all accounts has really lost the momentum that Memphis had built in 2017, 2018. They're keeping him because they don't have the money to not keep him. How does that, how do you rally Memphis fans? I know that's a big ask, Paul, but knowing that a change probably should be made, right? Like, you see a trajectory and it's pointing the wrong way, but it's not made because the university doesn't have the money to do it. Like, unlike basketball, there is no Bill Lowry who is going to step in and foot that $3.5 million bill and then go pay another coach. So how do you rally Memphis fans who so recently saw that program win on ESPN on game day, yet they're 6-6 now and they can't get rid of their coach because they don't have the money?
You can't. tragic's a big word, but for a kid that grew up sitting there rooting for Memphis State in my youth, I find this to be very disturbing because I, like a lot of listeners right now, I was so proud and excited over the last 5 or 6 years to see the quarterbacks come through there, the really great football coaches, and this is dreary and depressing. Quite frankly, it's embarrassing that a program, however they say it, has to admit we don't really want the guy as our head coach, but we don't have the money to fire him. That is the worst message you can give. Your job as an athletic director and as a president is to find the money to support your program, not to wave a white flag.
Is this just the new reality? For any program that is not, crossing the Rubicon into the Power Five? I mean, is this just what it's going to be?
I think so, because there's really the one thing about the transfer portal and NIL, it separated the cream even more. I'll spare you all the cliches here because you guys already know them, but if you're status quo, you're nobody. And the idea of getting that generational player, that special player that maybe wants to stay home, it's not going to happen, especially in a city like Memphis where the competition is everywhere. I watch it from a distance, guys. You talk about it daily, but it's just hard for me to understand. I realize you lose good coaches and they're very difficult to replace, but it just puts a premium on the decision-making of the athletic department. And clearly, this is, I'll just give you a 38,000-foot view. It's a terrible decision. Just go bring somebody else in. Change the dynamics. If you can't afford to pay him off, why would I, as a 17-year-old, go play at Memphis if I've got a better offer or a comparable offer?
Yeah, it's tough situation. Paul, you're a generational
talent.
Thank
you so much, Paul.
We appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, guys. See you soon.
Yes, sir.
He is Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Appreciate his perspective there. Look, I mean, you heard it from him. I mean, it's kind of what we have been saying and what we have been, alluding to. It's a no-win situation. And this isn't like a Jimbo Fisher deal where the buyout is $80 million here. I mean, that's one thing. This is a much different one, but depressing all the same.
Job is to find a way, whether you're the athletic director or the football coach. Realize what's stacked against Memphis, but that's, again, in a new-look AAC where you're going to have a seat at the table, hypothetically, in an expanded playoff. That's your shot. Mm-hmm. That's your shot. Go be, again, like we said, what, Tulane's playing UCF in the championship?
Yep.
Willie Fritz Stan?
Yep.
That should be Memphis next year. Maybe with a shot, obviously, to be an expanded playoff one in 2024.
Well, and I think, the other news of the day, which I think sort of underlines the uncertainty ahead, Ren Baker, AD at West Virginia.
Congrats.
That's an obvious step, but... piece out, AAC.
Another hit.
I don't want no part of that thing, man. I don't want no part of that league. So, again, that's the situation that Memphis is in. It's unfortunate. You hope they make the best of it, but it's going to be tough to do that when you do stick to the...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Status quo. But occasionally Parth and I from the Daily Memphian will get together and we'll have a little round table here, and I thought it might be good to discuss some of the things that we talked about in this version. First question was, seems to be an increased sense of optimism around the Memphis program that the Tigers will hear something this week regarding the eligibility of Damari Franklin. Fans have long anticipated his debut. How much better do you believe the addition of Franklin really makes the Tigers? Here's what I said.
Sure.
Tigers need him desperately. Desperately. Too much pressure right now on Kendrick Davis as the only shot maker. Mm-hmm. Can DeAndre shoulder some of that load? Yes. But it's hard to count on him because his tendency to get in foul trouble. You know, is he going to be on the floor? We've talked about, you know, Lester got bad advice to stay in the NBA draft last summer. Didn't look like it initially, but it ended up being the case. Emmanuel Aycott ghosted Memphis right before the season started. And Franklin is not getting the waiver, so I can't even blame Penny for it. But yes, I mean they need that second shot maker, you know, a third if you want to count DeAndre or Keontae. But you know, a guy who averaged damn near 20 points a game last year. Yes, they need him desperately.
I would agree. Not now, his 3-point shooting leaves much to be desired, but just another bucket, another guy that can create one.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Key thing right now is take that pressure off of Kendrick Davis.
Yeah. Another question was, who is Memphis's third most important player behind Kendrick Davis? And I don't know if you agree with me, but I am curious to
behind Kendrick and DeAndre.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So who did I say?
You said just behind Kendrick.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. Third most? Kendrick and DeAndre. Yeah. I said Keontae Kennedy is. Now, I'm projecting here, right? I'm projecting this out. But, you know, you can see – watching that team play, he can do things that most other guys just can't. Like that dunk, hit a three. Mm-hmm. If he got a little bit more of a consistent role, it feels like to me you'd see his efficiency is really bad right now. His number, his percentages are bad.
I'm looking at his free throws.
Yeah, it's bad. But I also feel like he's kind of been jerked around a little bit. And if it was more consistent, I think he's the guy, I think, who's the most obvious that can make a play on the offensive end when you need it. I mean, is there anybody that you would put over him right now?
I mean, Penny's the one saying Damari is the third best player. Now, right. I know you can't pick a guy that's not on the team
right now.
We don't
have him right
now. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So, you're making this hard for me. No, I mean, right now he would be it because of his offense, because of what he can bring. It's over what Alo can bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And just about anybody else you put in the equation. So, I guess for now,
yeah.
I don't know that that's a good thing. Looking at these numbers.
I know. It's brutal.
Again, Memphis is a top 50 outfit offensively, though.
That's shocking.
It's 48th.
Shocking, man.
They're 15th in defense. But it's not like we're talking about the, you know, 300th ranked team, offensive team, too. That said, winning ugly has been a theme so far. They've been doing so with the edge being you win ugly, but when things need to go a certain way offensively, you got a guy in Kendrick Davis who can make it go that way. That's the advantage.
Yes.
You don't have him here.
Yes.
We're talking much different.
Yes. After Memphis gets to North Alabama tonight, they are going to have four SEC opponents in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You get Ole Miss after
playing
this
well.
One, Auburn, Alabama, then Texas A&M. Parth asked me, what do you believe Memphis' record will be over these four games and what's its stretch? Well, I borrowed from John Morant. I said, Memphis ain't ducking no smoke with the schedule. You like what I did there?
I see what you did.
I think they're going to go 2-2. I think they go 2-2 in this stretch.
Oh, safe play. Yeah. Safe.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to go 0-1-3. I'm not going to do that. Ole Miss and A&M are home games. Both. I mean, A&M's been a disappointment.
They'll win that one.
And they owe Ole Miss.
Kenton Palm's got that one a 7-point.
Auburn is going to be favored on a neutral floor, but I don't think that one is necessarily out of reach. That's a very volatile team. They can.
They play ugly too, don't they?
They just beat St. Louis at home, but it was very, very close. Over the week on Sunday, they played St. Louis at their crib.
Beat Northwestern 43-42.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know what version of Auburn you're going to get.
Mm.
You're not beating Alabama. That's a loss. Okay, you owe them from they owe you from a year ago, and they just beat North Carolina. You're losing to Alabama. But if you tread water, I think you're probably looking at an 8 or a 9 still. Like, that's within reach if you go 2-2 here.
Maybe it'd be Alabama be looking past Memphis to that Gonzaga matchup.
Well. I suppose if you're looking for reasons, yes, that would be one of them. If they go 3-1, though, I think you could reasonably start talking about, okay, top 6 seed, maybe. If you have a pretty good season in your league and only lose to Houston, which brings us to the next and final question. Parth asked me, based on what we've seen from both teams so far, does Memphis have what it takes to threaten Houston for the AAC regular season title or to split the regular season series with the Cougars? No and no. Memphis is not beating Houston this year.
They feel like – I know they got you back in the conference tournament. They feel like, I'm sure, they owe you.
Yes.
After getting swept last year.
I promise that that statement is not – it's much more about Houston than it is Memphis.
Ended a long home winning streak, yes. too, for them last yes. year, if I remember correctly.
Yes. I've watched a lot of Houston this year.
Yeah.
And in order to beat them – I actually thought about this. Memphis has beaten Houston under Penny Hardaway, I want to say –
Three times,
I think right?
That's right, yeah.
They did it 1 year with who? Precious Achiuwa.
Okay.
In Memphis. Remember that?
Precious Achiuwa.
Is that the one where he was guarding everybody? Caleb, the yeah. guard and everything?
Yeah. And then they did it twice last year. And who'd they have?
Jalen Duren. NBA guys.
And what about the years where they didn't beat Houston?
You're saying they didn't have NBA guys.
They didn't have bigs. They didn't have NBA bigs. They didn't have an advantage inside, which is the only place where you can reasonably expect to have one. And now this year they don't. They definitively do not have a big man advantage inside. They are, if anything, they are probably at a disadvantage on the inside now. I don't think that Jalen Duren, by the way, averaged 12 points, 9.6 rebounds, shot 65% from the field against Houston last year. I mean, like, he was the difference maker for them. Even with the clear upgrade at point guard with Kendrick, I just think the Tigers match up way worse with Houston this year than they did last year or even 2 years ago. Like, the only way to beat Houston is you have to have a dominant big man. You have to have somebody that can, like, throw it in. You can throw it inside, too, get to the free throw line. You know, get a big board. And Memphis just doesn't have that guy. I actually think Memphis will get whopped pretty good. Certainly there. Maybe they can keep it close in Memphis. It's also like a testament to the roster that Houston has. Like, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't watched Houston play yet, you'll see. I don't know what they did last night. I'm sure they
Norfolk State, 152.
Yeah.
They really haven't played anybody to say this, but they will get Alabama and they'll get Virginia.
Yeah. Them folks won 100-52. All right? Like, that is what they do.
Because
like,
Oregon doesn't look too hot.
Sasser at
so that
25.
Road so great.
Mark had 16. You know, like, they just are just like they do. They just keep throwing dudes at you, man. So I just don't think it's in the cards for Memphis this year to beat them. It's two basketball teams, anything can happen. But I think they're deserving of their number one ranking. I mean, I think that's the thing you have to keep in mind. They have gotten a year older. Who was hurt? Wasn't there a guy hurt? Was it Sasser that got hurt last year? Maybe I'm making that up. I just feel like so it was Mark. It was Tremont Mark.
Tremont Mark was
yeah.
the guy. Right?
Yeah. Well, he's back now. Huh. And now you pair him with Mark Sasser. They got a couple other guys.
Like, Shed is still playing well. Like, he stepped up last year.
I think people will be shocked when they watch Houston play. I really do.
I won't be, because all offseason they were top five, and whether it was Gary's or whoever your college basketball expert was, kept them, you know, top five preseason.
Yep.
That's it. I think the question I would have added to ask both you and Parth is, what's highest seed coming out of this conference?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about, you know, maybe you can get a 6 if you, you know, handle this the rest of this non-conference schedule well enough. Now, last year they were 9. You know, that's the question for me is, can the AAC produce a top seed, you figure Houston, but also something as high as a 6 with, you know, I guess Cincinnati's looked okay. Mm-hmm. Like, are there enough quality opportunities there that you could talk yourself into getting it? Because at one time, John, I thought, okay, maybe so. But to me, what we're looking at is something closer to what you were last year, 8 or 9.
Yeah, probably right.
As the second place team out of the AAC.
Probably right.
I hope I'm wrong. Hope it can go higher.
But hey, you know what? I think everybody will lock that in right now.
Beat Alabama and Auburn. Like, you can get it up there.
Yes.
Hopefully.
That's what you got to do, though.
Take care of your non-con.
And that's not easy. That is what you got to do. All right, it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Paul Feinbaum for joining us today on the show. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for hopping on as well. You can hear Mark Giannotto right after this with Giannotto and Jeffrey. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.